is preparation ready at hand, and places the boor at once on the same footing as the monk. A little more amplitude in the smock, and it becomes a frock. Sister Perpetue was a robust nun from Marine near Pontoise, who shattered her patois, droned, grumbled, sugared the potion according to the bigotry or the hypocrisy of the invalid, treated her patients abruptly, roughly, was crabbed with the dying, almost flung God in their faces, stoned their death agony with prayers mumbled in a rage, was bold, honest, and ruddy. Sister Simplice was white, with a waxen pallor. Besides Sister Perpetue, she was the taper beside the candle. Vincent de Paul has divinely traced the features of the Sister of Charity in these admirable words, in which he mingles as much freedom as servitude. They shall have for their convent only the house of the sick, for cell only a hired room, for chapel only their parish church, for cloister only the streets of the town and the wards of the hospitals, for enclosure only obedience, for gratings only the fear of God, for veil only modesty. This ideal was realized in the living person of Sister Simplice. She had never been young, and it seemed as though she would never grow old. No one could have told Sister Simplice's age. She was a person, we dare not say a woman, who was gentle, austere, well-bred,